Welcome back, everybody, to an all-new episode of The Bathhouse, live from the Stand Comedy Club every Wednesday night. Except it's not going to be every Wednesday night, because I'm taking this announcement, or this time to announce that we're moving to Tuesdays, 9 p.m., starting next month, because the last 2 weeks got canceled. I don't know if it's technically because it's Wednesdays, but whatever. We're back, and we got an excellent episode. It's a lot of dance. We got Danny Martinello.
Hey.
Been on the show before. Dan St. Germain.
Whoop, another
first
Dan.
Time. And
first time.
Jared Campbell. Just moved here from Canada. Broke out.
Yeah.
Congrats, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
Way to get out
Happy
of there.
Happy to be here, man.
Very nice. So the two of you have never been on the show. Danny's been on the show before. All you guys need to know is that people call in. Mm-hmm. You can hang up on them for any reason.
Good.
You don't need a reason to hang up on them. And someone... Oh, we missed it. Someone's already been calling. Someone's been calling literally for the last 10 minutes. Just over and over again. I assume he's going to call. But anyways, yeah. So that's all you guys need to know. Okay. And then I guess technically there's a second rule, which is no doxing people.
Okay.
Just don't say their names and stuff.
Yep. Like
that, yep. That's the only thing. All right. Hello. First call of the bathhouse. Hello.
No way.
Way, man.
Way, man, indeed. Danny.
Hey.
Who are you with?
Who is this?
It's Scrubby McPickles, JJ from Long Island.
JJ from Long Island. You sound kind of tuned up, JJ. Got a little break from the old from the lot.
Indeed. Danny, who are you with?
This is Jared Campbell, Dan St. Germain, and Danny Martinello.
How's it going, man?
What's going on, buddy?
Holy shit, Dan St. Germain.
What's going on, brother?
Dude, so...
How you been, man? Every time you call in, you're like pretty fucking wasted.
Yeah, it's because I call in on my days off. I was 3 weeks off because... I got so fucked up, I fell asleep before the stream.
This is the vibe of like your best friend calling you before he kills himself.
Yeah. Yeah, he did call a lot of times too.
No. Like,
sorry. Wait, you got? Why did you get?
No.
Why did you have 3 weeks off?
I didn't take my first poo poo until I was 10 days old.
Yeah, he called in. He never took his first shit until he was 10
days
old.
That can't be a thing.
It seems impossible. But his mom brings it up to him a lot, right? So why are you off for 3 weeks?
Oh, no, father. My dad.
Oh, your father. Why were you off for 3 weeks?
Yeah. No, I missed you, the bathhouse, for three
weeks.
Oh,
you missed the bathhouse,
I know. I got so hammered so early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there was no episode two for the last 2 weeks.
I did my first open mic.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Pickle, shut it down. Shut it down, Pickle.
It's all right.
No.
That red button's right there.
Hang up on me.
How'd it go?
I'm a piece of shit.
How'd it go?
So they loved the poo-poo joke, but I started off my set with my 9/11 joke.
Oh, yeah. You're just going full first day of comedy.
Where's the Holocaust material?
Sorry for my loss.
You gotta go poo-poo into 9/11.
Yeah, poo-poo 9/11 into poo-poo killing
first.
The hookers.
Yeah, I buried myself, and then I won them over with my poop. But the problem was it was just a bar. It wasn't
that
Governor's.
Was
oh, that wasn't at the Comedy Cellar?
I'm scared of Governor's. I don't want to go there. He's telling me, no,
I don't know if there's even a show at the bar.
Do 5 minutes this day. I'm like, no, I'm scared. You got to scare me.
How drunk did you get before your set?
So... You know, Chris Vega,
of course,
natural ices.
Yeah, the natty ice. Yeah,
we don't know why Building 7 fell, but we know where that motherfucker fell.
I go a step above Chris from Vega. He does natural ices.
I've never heard someone call them natural ices. I know that's what
that's
they
the
are.
Fanciest way of calling a natty ice I've
yeah,
ever
everyone
heard.
Calls them natty. I go natural ice.
Oh, like, yes.
No, it's a beer.
Natural.
It's like the worst. It's like
I
a high
value.
High
what it's am like I? I'm fucking National Geographic.
All right, keep the jokes for the stage, pal.
Yeah, he just burned through his last 5 minutes.
I'm sorry.
You're burning material.
Danny's actually booking Broadway Comedy Club now. So get ready.
From Brooklyn? He's like 6-7%. I'm 8-9%.
So malt liquor is what you're drinking.
25 ounces.
You're drinking malt liquor.
Yeah, I'm gonna drink at least 4 of them before I go on stage.
Yeah,
but you already went on stage.
It's just going to do it again.
Yeah, but I'm telling you my pre-stage drinking.
Is you drink four tall boy.
Four heavy fucking beers before you get on stage.
That's good. That's a
that's
good.
That's all right.
Can I tell another list that really went well?
What?
What?
Can I tell another list that went like really well?
Yeah, but you're bored.
Pick those out of the jar, buddy. Let's go.
You might get hung up on, but like, go ahead.
All right, last one. Can you hang up on me on when I finish the joke?
Okay, but this is a riff or this was a joke?
It's a joke. It's a bit. Hang up when I finish it. Okay. You will know when it ends.
All right.
So okay. I think the coolest way to...
All right, later, man.
that was a good call.
Hello, you're on the bathhouse.
Hey, let me mute you guys.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You have radio etiquette. That's real, just radio.
Well, he's forming a sentence, so he's already batting 1,000.
I didn't expect you to pick up so fast. I always get called a scrote real quick, and then, usually I have to call in a few times.
Yeah, that's how it works. By the way, if you don't get picked up on...
A one-ringer, dude.
Yeah, I know. We hung up on the last guy.
Yeah, we had to get rid of peanut butter pickle...
Oh, natural ice.
Peanut butter falcon?
Peanut butter falcon.
What was he drinking? What was he drinking? Malt, you said?
Natural ice. No. A one above natural ice.
The 9.0.
Yeah, basically malt
diesel
liquor.
Diesel fuel.
Yeah, like old English diesel fuel kind of mixture.
It was definitely the type of call where he could have started crying or screaming at us.
He sometimes will call, and I think he works at like a tow truck yard or something.
Sure.
And
he'll be really?
That in like Long Island, and he'll just be fucking
drinks
demolished.
Drinks a beer you can light on fire.
Demolished at work.
He's still telling the joke in the mirror.
Yeah, he's calling back right now. He's currently calling back. I will not be picking up. What's up, man?
I'm just calling in. I've been on your other show a few times. I don't know if your friends there. Do you? I have $100. Do they have $100? Maybe each we could throw in for a domain.
We're not getting the domain, and that's annually. There was a joke where Ryan said that I should get the domain for my website, gay.jew.
Funny.
Pretty funny. $400 a year, though.
Right.
It's a little rich.
This guy wants to kick in only a quarter of the shekels for that.
That's a lot of money for a gay.jew.
For a gay, I thought that was kind of high. As a Jew, I go, that's
kind of... Is it gay.jew.com?
No, it's gay.jew.
Choose the domain.
They get their own internet in the tunnels?
Because we were talking about it, because Afghanistan, their domain is .af, and so then people were buying, gay.af, gay.afghanistan, and then the Taliban was like, no.
They didn't like that.
And they shut all those ones down.
Nice.
That would be funny if that started the next 9/11.
Good. You know, enough people fucking with Afghans. No, there's going to be no gay.jew. I'm sorry. I mean, go buy it. You can buy it, and I'll send you my credentials, and you can transfer it to me. But, I mean, the thing is, I'm never going to put that anywhere. I'd be like, contact me at gay.jew for tour dates.
You know who would, though?
Pickles.
Pickles. Yeah, so
gay.jew is actually a subset of the Netflix is a joke festival.
They're going to be doing an hour.
It's in the belly room.
Yeah. Anyways, I appreciate you wanting to kick in $100, but no. So, what's next?
I'm going to keep calling in until that website is established.
Just and buy
I'm
not, it then. Just fucking nut up.
I'm not running it. You're going to run it,
well,
Danny.
I'm not
an angel investor.
Look, all I would do, the most I would ever do is if someone gave that to me, is I would redirect it to my website. That's it. That's all you're getting from me is a redirect. And then if you go to gay.jew, it'll just go to my link tree.
You got
to
have a picture of yourself thumbs up, though.
No, because it goes to the website.
It needs to go to the Dylan Mulvaney music video.
So
that
what does this even have to
today?
Do with me anymore? You're just going to buy gay.jew and then forward it to a Dylan Mulvaney music video. I'm out of the equation completely at this point.
Why do you need our help for
this? Yeah, you can do this.
We charge him like 15%. We'll split it 7.5 each.
Charge who?
Dylan Mulvaney.
How are we making
Dylan Mulvaney?
You'll get all the money to get 15%. We split that in half.
This is not Shark Tank. I don't even get it.
Yeah,
I don't understand
just
the economics.
Dylan Mulvaney, I just feel like this is the reason why I'm out.
Yeah, I think we're all out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's hang up.
Yeah. There you go. Oh, no. You just picked up the last guy.
Oh, no.
Right. Oh, no.
No, 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 no. The rise of peanut butter. What's up?
Just catch the end
peanut
of the
butter calling.
I think you got... I think there was a connection issue. Derek Drescher. Hey, I think there was an issue with the connection.
Hanging up with Gio Perez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're hanging out with Gio Perez right now?
But at the end of the day,
oh, no.
I'm trying to talk to the raccoon Jew inside of the tunnels. Now,
this is the continuation. That's the only way.
Yeah. I want to commit
suicide via the Mount Everest.
Okay.
I want to climb to the top of that mountain. Don't die on me, soldier. Get to the top. And then get butt-ass naked. And then put your bird in your right hand and flip the bird with your left hand.
This is a
now
bit?
You're all
come back
last
in 15 minutes and catch the rest of it.
It costs more money to take you down than to just leave you up there. So forever until the eternity of time, when the sun stops rising and setting, as long as someone
how much you want to bet it's not his day off
the Mount Everest,
it's not his day off.
They're greeted by my.
All right, he's going to call back in an hour. He'll be sitting on the stool at that point.
That's the only way. That's the only way he could get hard is by going to Mount Everest and pulling his bird out at the fucking apex.
Yeah. Hello. You're on the bathhouse.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up? First time calling. Sean from RLC representing.
What's up? You're from Long Island somewhere, Sean?
I'm originally from Long Beach, so I'm in Jersey right now.
Okay. Yeah, you sound like you're in the area. What's up, man?
Hey, I just wanted to call in. I recently watched Filth City one night. Oh, my God. Like,
yeah.
Toronto Classic.
That shit was great, man.
Filth City?
But yeah, it's this movie we made. Yeah, you wouldn't have. It's a movie I made.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I made in Canada, so there is absolutely no reason why you went
straight to floppy disk.
I had the premier of the province want to run me down with his car. What did you think?
I liked it a lot. I was just calling in to see if there's anything else. Like, I don't know. It was like a breath of fresh air almost. Because it was like it's not like I don't know. It was like raw, and it was just like
it's not good.
I don't know. I enjoyed it. I can't really put it to words.
Just nice to see a movie that's just a complete piece of
shit. Yeah, just a complete disaster.
You know, like you guys didn't care.
Well, thank you. I actually the guy who produced it was like, we should do another one of these, and I'm like, we should definitely not do another one of these. Why would you do another one?
Yo, it was great, yo.
Thanks, man.
Well, no, I mean, I think it was awesome, man.
Well,
I
everybody, if you want to go watch Filth City, it's on
you head
Tubi.
Over to gay.ju right now, and you can catch the whole thing is on there.
Fuck, man, you're going to make me have to buy gay.ju.
The whole thing's there.
You're now making me reconsider.
Yeah, gay.ju with the director's cut. It's missing the first 15 minutes.
I hope I get my next special on Tubi, bro.
Yeah, is that the
big goal.
That's the big goal now. I think you can just send it in.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
My managers haven't been doing shit then.
Yeah, your managers aren't doing anything. I think there's just a submission, like, Dropbox on Tubi.
You can just yell outside the Tubi office, hey, put this up.
Yeah, you just have to make sure you know all the street signs.
Yeah. I think there's like a literal, just like a file, a drive online, and just,
and you're
just drag it in, and then they just put it on Tubi, I think.
There's got to be one poor prick somewhere fucking screening that shit, though, right?
Yeah, maybe, but they're just taking it. I mean, if you're not asking for money.
I mean, those screener guys, they're just looking for murder and molestation.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, there's too much high of a volume.
Yeah, but like on Amazon, like, because people will be like, my movie's on Amazon, and you're like, yeah, that's a pretty easy one. You could just submit.
Yeah, you could just submit for
right.
that one.
Yeah, so... Anyway, sorry to shit on anybody who's on Amazon. Anyways, is that what you called in about?
Yeah, just, I mean, do you have anything else out there, like on Tubi or anything? Or just,
do I have another full feature-length film that I made that cost $1 million? No.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you got...
No, I'm from Canada. That was as we were doing this, we were like, this is crazy that someone's giving us money.
It was the first one. It's the last one.
It was, literally, I was on set. I go, this is easily the... most likely scenario, the last time I'll ever do this. So I was very much enjoying the process.
Safe to say, no, that movie turned no one into a star.
No one into a star. I don't even think it broke even.
And it burnt out the star power. That's right.
Hurt people's careers.
Not only did it not turn anybody. Actually, sorry. One person, Lamar Johnson, who was in the movie for like maybe the first 10 minutes, that black kid at the beginning, he's on that HBO show with Pedro Pascal.
Yeah, that's why he survived the industry, because he got out of the first 10 minutes.
He's in Last of Us?
He's in Last of Us, and he was in like some big movie.
Wait,
He's the black kid.
He's the black kid?
Yeah.
Oh, he's great.
He's a... Dude, he was... I think I said it here, but like... I read for the auditions when people were auditioning.
In The Last of Us? The
deaf kid?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Dude, yeah, he's great.
He's from Toronto.
It's a heartbreaking scene, by the way.
Yeah, and I remember like everybody I was reading with was like, these guys suck. And then I read with him, and like in a minute, I was like, holy shit, this guy's like the best actor I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
It was incredible. But anyways, no, nothing else. But you can check out the sketches on my channel.
Sketches on YouTube.
Green screen sketches. Well, that trick boomers.
You know, on Tubi, it was broken down to like 12 episodes. So I thought it was like a TV show or something, like a sketch show almost at first.
See,
but I just watched the whole thing it was a movie.
The sad way that Canada works is that we basically got money to make it as a movie.
You release a piece a month up there.
We got money to make it as a movie, and then the production company went bankrupt in the middle of the shoot, which was only like a 2-week shoot or something, three weeks. They went bankrupt, and then to salvage the whole thing, they had to sell it as a web series.
What a journey to go from a feature-length film to a web series.
But then we were screening it.
You go to the club and they're like, you're headlining all week, and you're like, actually, we're just going to get you to do it.
Yeah, we're going to give you 12
guest spots. Barking.
Looking a little light here. Do you mind going out there and pulling in 10?
Oh, unfortunately, that's exactly what happened. But yeah, no, sorry. That's all there is, but thank you for watching it. Anything else?
No, that's it, man. It's fun. Keep it up, man.
All right,
good stuff.
All right, I don't need your fucking pity laughs.
He's like,
I
really appreciate that art.
You think there's fucking 10 guys behind him just going?
Like, tell him you loved it. Tell him you fucking loved it.
He actually thinks you watched it.
All 12 pieces.
Oh God, fucking shit. Hello.
It's like we're talking to our ex-girlfriend. Hey, we're trying to break up with her.
Don't hang up.
What's up, chat?
I got a bird in the fucking oven here. What's going on?
I broke a kid's femur in two places on accident.
Today?
During a hockey game. Can I talk about it?
Oh, I thought you were going to say
two minutes ago
when he went for the beer run.
Yeah.
He's live at the crowd.
All right, what happened?
Do you know the Charlie Brown dance where you put your ankle next to your butt cheek and you kind of jackknife yourself?
The Charlie Brown dance.
I think I know what he's talking about. Where you grab your leg and you fucking pump.
Okay. Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
Yeah. What happened?
Exactly. So
fuck therapy.
That is
you just
how
Danny
homeboy landed on the ground. His toes were facing the core of the earth. His ankle was touching his butt. You know, Charlie Brown.
Ouch. Did you go, womp, womp?
So, he is about, exactly, womp, womp. Thank you, Raccoon Jew Tunnels. So, he landed after jumping on the bar.
Trying to get up out of his couch.
And I had 100 pounds on him.
And that got some cheese in the fridge
somewhere. Was
Raccoon Jew and Brent.
Was he screaming in pain?
Oh my God! Do you know the baboons with the hairless pink asses?
That's all
that
baboons.
Go, ooh, 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 ooh.
Yeah, those
Jesus
ones.
Christ!
All
right, that's enough of that.
Rafe, what's up, man?
Yo, what's up, guys?
How's it going, Rafe? How you doing?
It's doing all right.
How was the old man's funeral?
I feel like half these people are either on fucking Ozempic or just fentanyl leaning in the fucking living room.
Just dozing off.
Real Long Island Jersey crowd. Yeah.
This show could just be called the Fentanyl Crisis.
Yeah. how you doing? Did LeMaire show
up? I'm doing all right. We're doing that this weekend.
Oh, that's this weekend.
Yeah, it's this weekend. And it's our first thing. We haven't, like, done anything. And, me and my brother are all pissed off. Because, you know, like, most people have, like, a funeral or something within, like, a couple days. But we're kind of stuck.
You're stuck? Why are you stuck? Just because they wanted to do this big thing?
Well, because we had this whole, like, party thing that he was going to do. That was going to be, like, his last show. And then, the whole thing, like, fucking, you know, went into the pooper, kind of. But, we're still going to do it, and then we're gonna bury him after that. So I'm still having, like, a closure moment. Oh, okay. That's fine.
Are you going to live stream it? Deal. Can you live stream it?
Just going to weekend bury him?
It's going to be live streamed.
Send me the link.
It's from the Continental in Austin. No, it's going to be in the Continental, from the Continental. I think it's on, like, Facebook and, like, Instagram and stuff. Uh-huh. What it's going to be on.
I'll check it out and digitally pay my respects.
You'll see me crying in the background. It's not going to be that fun.
I probably won't go watch it.
In order to take any live stream from a funeral is like a fucking EDM concert in your living room.
His dad's a musician, and so okay. I think it'll be
a celebration of life kind of thing.
Are people going to be playing music, though?
Yeah, they're playing music from, like, 9 a.m. until, 12 or 11.
My mom died last year. They wanted to call, like, let's call it a celebration of life. I'm like, everyone's fucking weeping. There's nothing to celebrate about this.
It's like this show.
I mean,
that should be the soundbite used for the show.
I mean, your mom always, like, you know, like, my dad, like, died on, like, on a cruise. Like, on, like, on the...
That sounded like he was having working. Fun.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah.
Oh, he was a musician on the cruise?
His cruise.
No, he was the host. The host of the cruise. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Shit, sorry.
Yeah, so hold it.
This sounds like the worst murder mystery. Yeah. The captain of a booze cruise falls. I'm sorry for your loss, sir.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
They're pissed about the murder.
My mom, you know, she might have done it. No, I'm just kidding.
What did he say?
He says mom might have done it.
Might have done it.
I heard too much donut.
Nah, she wouldn't do that.
There's no way she would never do that. Never, ever.
No. Sounds like she might have done it.
Yeah.
Sounds like there's at least
this guy's really throwing his mom under the fucking bus.
This guy's cleaning his fingernails with a switchblade right now.
You fucking did it, bro.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. I'm kidding.
Yeah. I'm kidding. Yeah. It's a joke.
This is like the Adventures of Young Robert Durst.
You
did it.
I'm still here. I don't know any of the dudes. I know Danny because he's a fellow Jew.
Mm-hmm.
Assalamu alaikum. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah. That's what Jews say to each other normally is assalamu alaikum.
Yeah. All right. Fellow Jew.
That and konnichiwa.
Yeah. That's how they know. That's how you know that you found one. Well, cool, man. That's
I wanted to hear your best street joke you got.
No.
Hang up.
Okay.
There we go. I'm sorry about your dead dad. Don't tell us to do a joke.
You know what we should do is we should patch him through to the other guy so they're just talking to each other.
He's telling his poop joke.
The
beginning of the worst friendship ever.
His dad hosting on a cruise, it would help him to know that his dad was actually dead on the inside long time.
No, his dad was like a famous musician, and it was like this big cruise, Mojo Nixon.
Well, quite the legacy.
Well, get him back on.
No, no, no. He calls in all the time. All right,
you can't tell us a pitch.
This guy calls in all the time. I gotta answer it.
What's up?
Hey, what's going on? I was just calling in to also jump on the Silk City bandwagon.
All right.
Ooh, two for two.
Two for two. All right. Yeah. Thanks, man. Did you?
Yeah, that was pretty good. Danny, what is it? I know in Canada, don't you have like a royal ministry of like Canadian films? Like, whose cock did you have to suck there?
I didn't suck any dicks, shockingly. But no, it was like one of those things. There's so many. The whole industry in Canada is you get grants. You're like basically get these like tax breaks and all this stuff. And nobody actually really makes any money besides like two things, like Schitt's Creek or something. And then everything else loses money. And then they just want to have like some sort of culture, whatever. So then they'll just make stuff and.
Yeah. I just actually watched Videodrome today, which was Canadian financed.
What is it?
The Cronenberg movie, Videodrome in 83. It's awesome. It's
Okay. Movie. Yeah, he's Canadian. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, anyways.
I also noticed that there was no disclaimer on saying, like, you
this
guys film on top of, like, on Engine Land.
Oh, yeah.
So. Oh, no, that was before. So
that
you
was
know
before
what?
Land acknowledgments.
So we made that in 2015. It came out in 2017. Land acknowledgments didn't really become popular until maybe 2018.
They really just took off in 2018.
Yeah, they really took off. But there weren't really land acknowledgments before.
But now that JFL's gone, they're probably going to go away too, right? They're the ones that really made it popular.
They should do, still do the last JFL games. On just a Native American reservation.
Do you think that will do land acknowledgments? Being like, this is where JFL died.
they'll call it JFN just for natives.
Just for natives.
I mean, it kind of was that at the end. But...
Yeah. It's, what is it?
Am I wrong?
People ask you questions about that.
Yeah, yeah.
What is it? Did you make the film one as like full parody, like to completely disparage the great late Rob Ford? May he rest in peace.
No, it was just inspired by him because that was all the shit that was going on, and we basically made this.
I want to see this movie now.
It's honestly not bad, but we made this. This short film that was unrelated, and then basically based on this 2-minute short film, they were like, we want you guys to make a movie. So we had to figure out something to write a movie about, and then that was tied into the short, and then the Rob Ford stuff was going on, and that's just like what we
when did said. He die 2 years ago?
He died a year before. So basically when we made the movie, he was alive when we filmed it. Then it took 2 years to come out. And he died a year after we made it.
And then it took another year to upload all 12 parts.
Internet in Canada is not great. Bad upload speeds. And then the year it came out, he had already been dead, and his brother made a whole stink about it. And his brother is essentially the governor of Ontario.
I thought that would have helped with the
movie. No, his brother was really... Well, it helped us because everybody
guys,
hated
right?
him.
Yeah,
and so then it became this like big thing.
But Rob Ford would have loved it.
Oh, Rob Ford would have loved it. He would love that shit. But his brother was mad.
God, he must have been fun to fucking party with.
Danny, dude.
Oh, yeah. Danny, since you did really like fill out the jump out cop like uniform and mannerisms and stuff.
Yeah.
So like, you know, in London and in Paris, they have these things, like they're now hiring immigrant cops, like illegal aliens, cops.
This is becoming a very different show.
It was weird that he started soft with the movie.
Danny should look into being a cop
in New York.
Yeah, bro. Like, I think New York is about to start, especially like you know that there's like this whole mess happening in that shithole Haiti.
Yeah,
they're all being shoved into like Florida, and they're all gonna.
They've had it rough. That country's had it rough.
Oh, that's an understatement.
Oh, fuck them.
Blame France. They fucked their whole banking system.
I just have to let this guy go.
It was the Dominicans.
No,
yeah.
No, I mean, like, oh, yeah. Don't hang up.
And then the French fucked
like
up.
Haitians are incapable of government administration.
No,
they lack impulse control.
The
they jump to violence.
That we get this is the. This, well, I will say this, sir. Thanks for being the least drunk.
they have had a mixture of very bad governments mixing with the worst luck.
Yeah,
but, the worst 100 years.
I mean, Dominican Republic's doing okay,
and they couldn't do it.
Why does this upset you so much?
Yeah, why does this upset you so
Did
much?
Did your girl fuck a Haitian guy?
He's no girl. is there a Mrs. Slav?
They don't speak English.
Nothing wrong with that. That's
only French.
I think for you that's a plus.
Yeah, that's borderline ideal. They're like, what's he so angry about?
Well, Well, I mean, look, it's a denigration of society, and then this is like a repetition of like Bolshevism.
Slav, did you see that in this will piss you off because you live in Texas. They arrest. Is it a big news there where they arrested this woman in Texas yesterday who was like cutting? She was like a serial murderer in Mexico and was like cutting guys' hearts out and shit.
No shit.
And then she snuck over the border into the U.S. and into Texas where he lives. And they arrested her yesterday.
She's got a TLC show.
Dude, she's cutting fucking hearts out.
Yeah. I have a feeling this guy's fine with everything she did until she crossed that fucking border. That's
you do it on your side, we're fine.
Is if anything, you do it as a favor.
There was a president who said that they are not sending their best. They're sending rapists and murderers. Now,
Obama said that, right?
Just before he started.
There is 28 points. There's 28 points of legal entry. No, I'm going to tell you why I'm upset about this shit. Because I'm an immigrant.
No, Slav, hold on. Slav.
I'm an immigrant.
Yeah, me too. But real question here. Was that a big news story in Texas? Because that happened in Texas yesterday.
I don't read the news, bro.
It came up for...
He does.
It came up for just a second, but it's like, bro, there's dudes who are just like raping white chicks and shit and all the time and from these countries, and then they just get released on bail. And then shipped off to another state.
I mean, they don't rape white chicks. Yeah, they rape plenty
they're equal opportunists,
types of women.
Yeah, and they rape children. I mean, look. Here's
what color
thing.
Are the children, though?
28 points of legal entry.
This is turning into the aristocrats joke.
There is 28 points of legal entry along the border. If they can't make it into any of the 28 points of legal entry between Brownsville, Texas, and Calumet, California... Shoot him. I don't care. Jesus, like, if you can't walk through the legal points and seriously, if you don't want to lose your life sneaking into America,
you basically want to turn the border into like Shawshank, where it's like there's just a gun tower.
Too fucking bad.
Turn
it
to the Berlin Wall.
Kiss my ass.
All right, thanks, Lev. He'll be back.
You just left him alone so mad in his apartment.
He'll call back. He'll call back.
Fucking punching, punching drywall. Let's go around.
Be like, you're fucking Mexican.
You know, ironically, if a Mexican girl talked to him tomorrow, he would not share this.
Yeah. Hello. You are on the bathhouse.
Oh, wow. I can't believe I actually got in.
You got through, man. Who are we speaking with?
It's quite the screening process.
I really don't have anything to say.
You don't have anything to say.
I just wanted to say so.
All right, then. That's made that my job easy.
Hey.
That was like immediately, like he's like, he goes to a hot chick and he's like, so he's like, do you want to maybe go out? She's like, yeah, sure. Where would you go? He goes, He just fucking immediately comes out of his mouth.
Hello. You are on the bathhouse.
Hey, how's it going, Danny boy?
Very good. Who are we speaking with?
Andrew from Mississauga.
Andrew from Saga. Let's go.
We got a Canadian.
Yeah, what's up, Andrew?
Usually I call when I'm fucking wasted like that other guy. Sheesh.
Which one? You're a fucking Nobel laureate right now.
Yeah. Holy fuck,
it's fucking crazy to call when you're not loaded.
I mean, some people need to get... So
usually I call him loaded, more loaded than the other guy and more racist than anyone tonight.
You have a high hill to climb right now.
Yeah, there's still time. How's everything in Mississauga?
Shit's good, but did you hear what the Toronto police said today in a statement?
No.
They're asking people to leave their keys at the front door for when violent people come break into their house at night. They don't need to beat them up to steal their cars.
You know what? I did see that. Yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah, basically, because there's like, since I moved... There's been a crazy increase in carjackings.
Yeah. Well, but aren't they doing
Mitch Marner, on the Toronto Maple Leafs, the Leafs got knocked out of the playoffs, and he got carjacked the next day.
In a movie theater parking lot, though.
No, it was just, on the street. No, he was, in the road.
God damn.
And he got carjacked in the road.
Carjacking. My chances of fucking going to a parade. I'm taking your car. Get the fuck out, asshole.
He got carjacked the day after they got eliminated from the playoffs, maybe 3 years ago. No, there is a crazy carjacking thing.
Do you think, though, now that if they put out the sign to everybody and then all the carjackers did you hear that people are just leaving their keys in the front door now? That might jack up carjacking.
Maybe. Yeah.
Well, I just read this thing from in Edmonton. There's like this guy that killed his ex-girlfriend and then he went to his mom and then his mom was a butcher. So she cut her apart and burned some of the body, buried it. Yeah. And then,
it's a good mom.
Yeah. And then she got busted. But then the court was like, oh, you're good.
What do you mean? Oh, you're
just
good.
Just because yeah, it's because
so
the mom?
No, yeah, so she didn't even get jail time or anything, and the son did, and then she's like walking around fucking chilling.
Dude, that's
shit.
Like that Carla Homolka, you know? Like,
yeah. Wait, is it you who like knew, what's her face? Or what's his face? Dylan Millard? Is that you?
Yeah.
He knew to fucking Dylan
Millard. Oh, you knew Dylan Millard?
Yeah.
Oh, damn, dude. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Which one's Dylan Millard?
He's the guy that got
killer.
Dude, that involved a truck, too, didn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, he was the guy who met the guy on Craigslist, and then, or was that the other
Kijiji.
Guy? Or Kijiji. Met a guy in Ancaster to take it for, like, a test drive,
and then he got
killed the dude, stole his car, and then he had, like, a farm, and he killed
no,
that
no, no,
guy.
No, 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 he had a hangar, an airplane hangar, his dad owned it. There was, like, a rich family.
And he killed
family.
His dad, right?
Yeah, and he incinerated them with this big fucking...
Yeah, he had, like, this giant, like...
Yeah, some sort of a...
Like had, oven, like this yeah, giant, oven like there, portable like oven thing. Yeah. And he killed this girl, and he killed his dad.
That's a wild one.
But they don't know if he killed his dad.
Early
2000s? Other uplifting news in Ontario is... They're considering making $500 the new limit for shoplifting, so you don't get charged or really prosecuted by cops here in Ontario if you steal under $500.
Cool. Grocery prices are through the fucking roof.
Yeah, shit's really just deteriorating.
Exactly. Like,
Lord knows I've been stealing at least $100 of fucking sliced cheese at the self checkout.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, I mean that's here's
well,
the thing.
I'm excited to see what. Justin Trudeau does with a million new Haitians coming here.
Oh, God. I wish he had a few beers. I wish he had a few beers in him, dude.
All right, peace, boys. Have a good night.
Oh, that's him sober.
Yeah, everybody's dropping the hard H's today.
Haiti's
you know,
really getting it today, huh?
I mean, Haiti's why the Haitian hate?
Dude, because they basically have like a fucking chaos in their country right now where there's people like cooking bodies and eating them and stuff.
They've had a rough forever.
It's never been good.
That's like they're like witch doctor, like voodoo and Haitian.
Well, that witch doctor better work on their voodoo because they ain't working. Hello. Hello.
Fuck Haiti.
That's what he said.
Hello? No.
Yeah,
oh, is that a call?
Just says fuck Haiti, then throws the phone in the microwave.
We're going international, people. What's up?
Hi, hey. Haiti.
Hey, what's up?
Danny, you're a tunnel slave. That's what's up.
Yo, what's up? I can barely hear you. Are you calling from Australia?
Yeah, I'm calling from Australia. You're a tunnel snake. That's all I want to say, Danny. And also, the true hoodie is coming, but you don't have a website.
I don't have a website.
You don't have a website.
I do have a website, gay.jew.
Brian Manager. You have a link tree.
Danny Comedy. I don't need a website. I don't go to fucking websites anymore.
You do need a website.
DannyJokes.com. DannyJokes.com. DannyComedy.com. I have multiple websites because I thought I lost my old one. So now I have two websites. They'll just redirect to my link tree because who gives a shit? I don't know.
Yeah. That's what a tunnel snake would say.
A tunnel snake?
Okay. I do. Anyway, cool.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, you're a tunnel snake.
How are things in Australia? We're not going to let you go that quickly. Where are you calling from Australia?
Great, man. Australia's fucking awesome.
You love Australia?
Oh, you actually know. There's one bad thing about Australia right now. You know what?
Haitians are coming.
That's a long trip.
Yeah.
There's no Haitians coming. Barbecue's over with Fanny Willis in fucking Haiti. That's not it. Chris Minns is the Premier of New South Wales, and he's putting in this fucking law that says you go to jail, you're a criminal if you tell young poofs that maybe they shouldn't be a poof.
If you tell young poofs, you guys still say poofs?
Poofters and gay.
No, I know what that is.
Poof is the most gentle of the homophobic
slurs. My dad says it on the golf course.
Every time he does,
when
I miss a putt.
Oh, when you
That's my
all right. Well,
I'm calling from Australia, and we're a prison colony, as you know.
Of course.
And it costs fucking heaps of money to call.
I know. It even costs me a lot of money.
Also, a tunnel snake.
Yeah, tunnel snake. Yeah. All right. Thanks, dog.
It just spent $17 to call you a tunnel snake.
Dude, all your callers really want you to have a website that they can access with their other computer to keep under their bed.
The Onion browser. Hello, you're on the bathhouse.
Like right now?
Yeah, like this exact moment.
Awesome. Hey, what's going on? What's going on, guys? What are we talking? Danny, this is Cloquane. I love like the boys cast. Clark Kane. I leave messages all the time.
Oh, okay, I don't
I love
check
the boys
the messages.
Cast. I love warm
messages.
I haven't checked the messages in a minute.
Yeah,
I probably
like,
have
comments,
like
comments.
Oh, comments. I was gonna say I probably have like.
Oh yeah, I know. You got a million.
I got a lot of voicemails. But how's it going, man?
Oh, it's going real good, man. I'm down in Virginia.
Virginia.
What are you guys talking tonight?
We don't talk. Dan St. Germain's got a new comedy special.
Yeah, Dance Fatty Dance.
Yeah, go check out.
Unfortunately, no hating material.
No hating material. It was a little, the turnaround on that one had been kind of tough.
Virginia hangs up on you.
I mean, it's we're just chopping it up. You don't have anything you want to talk about? It's usually the
call. Oh, yeah, I do. My sister teaches immigrants.
Good for her.
And how do you feel about that?
Do you feel some kind of
deep breath? Yeah, it was just a deep breath.
Oh, boy.
His eyes closed.
Oh, man. He's got some unpacking to do right
I
now.
How do
you
feel about that?
He just poured
himself a stick. Yeah, I do feel a way about it. Because it's like all Afghans. And people from the Middle East, and I don't think people really understand what's going on in the school system.
Does she know you're calling?
Does she know that you're jeopardizing her career by calling into the bathhouse? So what's going on?
What gender do the Afghans identify as?
Fuck it. I do it for fucking Girthy Boy Danny and shit. That's what I do.
What's going on in the school system that we need to know about? What's like the hot inside scoop?
So they keep starting all these programs, right? Because they keep bringing all these immigrants in. Well,
I like how you kind of said that a like, little quieter.
He heard the door.
What I like about this podcast is you see all these different shades of racism.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's not just one.
And now the age is 26.
What's age?
To where
26?
They're in school with. To high school.
There's 26-year-olds in high school?
They have immigrants in high schools that are up to 26 years old. And they want them to get diplomas.
They go during the day, or they go because they used to have that, but they went at night.
Isn't that just 21 Jump Street?
Yeah, I think so.
During the day, it's called ESL.
Yeah, but they don't mix them in with like the gen pop.
English is second language.
There's also weekends in jail.
I promise.
I'm sure he does
those. They're not mixed in with the gen pop, but they are mixed in with them during like lunch and class, like changes and stuff.
Yeah.
Seriously, and they keep hiring more and more people because
that's good.
Of the influx that keeps coming in.
That's good for the economy, though. That's Joe Biden's stimulus plan. More teachers, more jobs.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, what's that?
More teachers, more jobs.
Yeah, more teachers, more jobs, more immigrants. I mean, I don't really know how I feel about it. I mean, there's some good immigrants in state.
But this country is built on.
I mean, I'm only like third gen over here. So you
it's
know, I'm a Slav and shit. So I kind of get it. I mean, people need opportunities.
I was excited to vote RFK when they brought in Aaron Rodgers. Unrolated guys.
No, that's
well,
not
you
actually
know, confirmed.
It's not confirmed, but that's
for anybody,
I mean, that's,
right?
Aaron Rodgers.
It's Aaron. They're talking about Aaron. They're talking about Aaron Rodgers and Ventura.
That was
I thought they were going to do Tulsi Gabbard, and I was getting like kind of excited.
Ventura would be a dream team, dude.
I'm actually not yet. Yeah, Ventura,
I'm
not
terrible. I ain't going to take up no more of your time, Danny. I'm a big fan, Danny.
Thanks,
keep going, brother.
Thanks, homie. Hello. You're on the bathhouse. Hello.
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 Yo, what's up?
I'm the one that called in earlier that said I had nothing to talk about, but I have a question now.
Okay, here we go. Constructive stuff. Go ahead.
How did you come up with the name The Bathhouse?
Because I thought it was just a funny gay thing. And then it kind of like looks like the wood panels in here. I don't know.
We've been just jerking each other off.
I didn't put it. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. I didn't put an incredible amount of time thought into it.
Did he with his question.
No. But that's true. That's a good point. But you know, people just sit in the bathhouse. They chat away.
That's right.
Hey, he hung up and thought about that question.
Yeah,
called back.
20 you fucking had 20 full minutes. Yeah. Hey, I'm back. Yeah. Where do you get your ideas from?
Did you get it from Haitian?
Yeah. Anyways, I didn't put a ton of thought in. I just thought it'd be a funny thing because people always call me gay. Okay.
Oh, he didn't like that.
He didn't like that. All right. I think. Hello. Hello. Yeah, there's like a little couple second delay at start. I don't know why. It doesn't matter. Hello. Is this Slav?
Bit of a delay when you start talking to these people, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the people are delayed. Oh, yeah. Look who it is. I haven't heard from this guy in a minute. Chad! What's up, man? Chad.
Is Chad a colossal raptor?
No. Hello?
Hello?
Chad, what's up, man? Long time. How you doing? Chad?
He's just finishing putting the duct tape around the
Chad. Chad does our music. Oh, he hung up on us, too. Chad does the music for the show. Go check him out. Chad Turnup. Hello? Is something broken here? Hello? I can hear them, though. Unless something's fucked up.
No, that
up.
Was you. That was your voice from the last call saying.
There we go. It works. Hello.
Oh, he's calling again.
Hello.
Danny.
Yeah, what's up? Can they not hear us? Is that what's going on? That's weird. This whole fucking this whole Zoom thing is fucking stupid.
It's a three bag.
I think that's what's going on. Okay, hold on. Let me restart this. We sometimes have some technical difficulties. Mm-hmm. Johnny, what should I do here? What do you think? Repair? Okay, we'll repair it here. We'll be back in one moment, please. I don't know. We're not going anywhere. Jared, how do you shower?
Vividly.
No, what's your routine?
Shower, what's my routine?
Shower routine, yeah.
Oh, I got a loofah.
Yep.
And, you do a loofah.
I got a loofah, but oh, right
hold
now...
Hold on, hold that. Let's see if this works. Hello?
I had a lot to say there.
Yeah.
Hello? Yo, what's up, Mark? You hear us?
Yep.
Okay, we're back. What's up?
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing, man?
Good. I got a counterpoint to the immigrant conversation.
Okay.
So I just moved into a small town, and the gas station across the street from my house was all Muslim guys, and I got to meet a few of them. I got to know a little bit about them. Then they hire a white guy. Now, every night, the gas station closes a half an hour earlier. So I don't know. Maybe he's getting the job done faster.
I don't think that's how a gas station works.
He's clocking out.
Yeah,
that's
guy's
not
done.
How a gas... His boss doesn't know
fucking
what he's
fucking white.
Yeah. Smoking stations. A cigarette. Show six packs.
Gone.
Yeah, that sucks. You should lodge a complaint.
Well, I don't want to get him in trouble, but I just thought it was an interesting point to make considering the Yemenis guys were holding it down.
Well, they got a little more skin in the game. You know, there's higher stakes for them. They're like, they fucking left Yemen to come to a new country. They're not dicking around.
Generally harder workers
than
this guy.
Yes, and they're not dicking around.
How old's the white guy that works at the gas station?
Probably about my age or younger, and I'm 29.
29? See, that's the type of guy that when you work at a gas station at 29, you're going to be clocking out just about as quickly as you can.
Yeah. You're taking a couple extra jack links, too.
Yeah.
It already hasn't worked out.
I did his job when I was 17, and I know a little something about clocking out early.
Yeah,
I worked at a gas station when I was 17, too.
Yeah, right on, dude.
You guys both? Really?
It sounds like a beginning of a John Cougar Mellencamp song.
You know what's the stupidest thing about New Jersey in this country? It's not legal to pump your own gas.
Oh, it's also a full serve?
Yeah,
it's the law in New Jersey.
That's a racket.
It's a real racket. It's uncomfortable, too.
It's so stupid.
It's because everyone's stealing
and
gas?
Not only that, but it's a law that's been on the books for fucking ever. I think Oregon just had that. Oregon just had that same law, but they repealed it, so now it's New Jersey's the last one. But it's the weirdest thing.
Washing cash with the tips.
But here's the thing. So I had a car rental, and so I had to go get gas. And I got gas in New Jersey, and there was nowhere to even tip. So you're like, they want you to tip when you like buy a fucking coffee here, or whatever.
Yeah.
But like when a guy was actually pumping gas, you was like, he's like, no tips.
That's insane.
Isn't
you're
that
supposed
so
to get tips. That's like the whole point of
I
it.
I know that. That's why I was like,
he's like, honestly, no, you have to spit in my face.
It was the most backward system because I'm like, you don't even, there's not a way to tip.
Yeah.
They jack up the full service price.
No, it's regular price.
Oh, really?
Because it's the whole state.
I was just driving through Jersey. I tipped a guy with a nug of weed because I wanted to be a nice guy.
I was about to say I used to do that all the time. But guys would trade fucking weed and other things just for straight up gas because I didn't know how to keep bucks at the place that I was working.
Oh, okay. So you just No, this was like because I didn't have cash and the guy was like, yeah, I don't know. And there was like, you pay on the fucking thing, you know. There's no option
for it. I think that has to do with the Jersey mob. They would try to, you know, get as many cash businesses as possible. You know, you wash the dirty money with cash businesses.
But I didn't pay cash. That's the thing. Maybe back in the day, yeah, but I didn't even pay cash.
Oh, it's a convention from the past when they used to do it in like the 50s and 60s.
Yeah, yeah. But for whatever reason, they refused to repeal it. So that's what's going on.
It's just all Italians in New Jersey.
Hey, speaking of...
Yeah.
Wow. At a certain point in time, sure. Now it's all Muslims got, you know, but an Indian guys. But what do you guys think of the danger cats?
Dude, that's been going on, though, for like 30 years. That's like another new thing.
That's not a new thing. The danger cats? I think that whole thing is fucking pretty crazy, but very on brand for Canada.
Yep.
What's the danger cats?
There's these three guys. They're comics. And one of them in a roast, like, was doing like a single roast and did a single roast joke in the roast. That he basically was like roasting a woman who was, I think she was like native.
Forte or Uncle Huck?
I don't know which one, but they were roasting like in a roast battle.
Yeah.
This comic, and she is native, and they made it because there's this whole thing in Canada where they thought that they found these unmarked graves from these residential schools.
I remember that story.
Yeah, they never actually found anything, but they thought that they found all this stuff, and it was a really sensitive thing. Like, the flags went to half-mast in Canada for like a year or
something.
I
remember that, yeah.
And they were burning down churches and all this shit because of it.
Yeah.
And anyways, he just made one joke, and then I posted it online, and then I guess it kind of like went viral, and then now... All these gigs they're trying to do are getting canceled from
because the venues are being threatened.
It's a fucking venues roast, are being dude. It's a roast.
Yeah, it's a roast.
They got like the Aboriginal gangs coming out, like Red Alert and shit.
Yeah, it's like crazy. It's like insane. And like literally, dicks. And they're like getting threatened and shit. Yeah, and,
so annoying.
Yeah. So, anyways, I'm sure they'll be fine at some point. But for now, they're all.
It'll help them long term, but it'll.
I don't know if it will in Canada. Canada is kind of a different thing. People just kind of tell them to go fuck yourself. But yeah, anyways. We'll see how it goes. All right, Mark, anything else?
No. All thanks, right. Guys. Later, have a good one.
Yeah.
Hello. You're on the bathhouse. This is the same person from before. I don't think there's an issue with us. Nope. Nope.
Hello?
Oh! Hello.
Hey, Paisano.
Hey. Man? Danny, it's Sean from Pittsburgh.
Sean from Pittsburgh. How you doing, man?
Hey, man. So I got one thing in reference to the post show a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Oh, that was such a fucking trip, bro. I got one thing to say, and it's shout out to all the grabblers out there.
The grapplers. Yeah, shout out.
What are the grapplers?
Yeah. All the hook-nosed, hand-wringing grabblers, baby.
It's basically like it's a derogatory term for Jews, but I didn't realize like it came from The Onion. Remember when Onion used to make like all those videos and it was from their show? And it was fucking like the funniest sketch.
It's they're
like,
still pumping out some funny shit.
No, The Onion is trash now. I don't know if you've seen anything they've done.
I don't watch any of their videos, but their articles are still
funny. Have you ever seen The Onion, the like Big Brother reality show they did? It was so fucking funny.
Oh, it was
funny,
amazing.
Dude.
Okay, let's take this call because I want to talk to Chad. All
right.
Hello.
Yo,
Chad, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing? It's been a long time.
I'm good, man.
How are things?
Yeah, man. Yeah, everything's all right, man.
Excellent.
Sure, what's going on, y'all? I don't mean to be rude. How y'all doing, Bathhouse?
Good, man.
Hey, what's going on, Chad?
Chad does, as I mentioned, he does the intro music for the show.
I was about to say, this is the most pleasant interaction I've had so far.
Yeah, this is Chad's a very pleasant man. How have things been, man?
It's been good,
people,
man.
People ask
I
about
wanted
you.
To ask you. Yeah, man, I know. It's fine. I still be listening in and stuff. I just don't really be calling in as much because I be tired, man.
I feel you, man. It starts late. I feel you. So
Tuesdays, it starts at 9, though, now.
It's starting at 9 p.m. April 2nd will be the first 9 p.m. on Tuesdays, starting April
2nd. This is a late one for sure.
Yeah. But anyways, so what's up?
I was wondering, if my man Ben Shapiro came out with his rap song with Tom McDonald. I wanted to know if you heard it.
Of course.
And I wanted to know how you felt about it.
Not
it's fucking awful, dude.
Are you serious? Well, Ben Shapiro did a fucking rap.
It was like number one. Oh, yeah. It got number one on like the charts for.
Is Jordan Peterson going to do fucking reggaeton next? What is this shit?
Yeah, Jordan Peterson's breaking a ska band.
Oh my god, these guys.
Chad, you, as the resident hip hop artist, what did you think about it?
Oh, me? I got it on iTunes, man. I think he listens to her.
That's his ringtone.
That's a ringing endorsement, yeah, man.
He had some actual bars in there. Like, and I was actually thinking, you know, because I'm like you know when, you remember when Dr. Dre and Eminem came out with Forget About Dre? Remember that song?
Yeah.
And then, like, this you had different. Never heard Dr. Dre ever rap like this in his life, and you had just realized, like, oh, but he just did a song with Eminem. Could he have possibly written that? And then I was thinking the same thing for Ben, right? And then I was like, yeah, but listening to Tom McDonald's songs, now, I think Ben wrote 100% of his bars right there, man. I'm going to have to stand up and applaud him from a rapper's point of view. You know?
Do you drive around playing that song? Like, would you be, like, at a stoplight just bumping Ben Shapiro?
Oh, yeah. Come on, man. I told you, I really fucks with Ben. So I'd be listening to him all the
What are the
Tom McDonald's Canadian too.
Yeah, man. He's Canadian too. That's the weirdest thing because he's Tom McDonald's from Canada.
We are not proud.
And then moved to the States and he's he moved to the States like 3 years ago and his whole thing is like fucking Second Amendment first. Like he's like you would never guess that he's not from America, let alone recently moved there.
That's the most American
that did the
thing.
Trump song?
What's that?
That's the Tom McDonald's.
He's got like all tattooed face and stuff. Okay. He's done. It's like all like. It's like
there's no good Biden rappers. It's, like it's just MAGA rappers. Just a bunch of people forgetting verses.
I hear Tucker Carlson's dropping something at midnight. Yeah.
Dude, I mean, do you have any friends who like that song?
No,
are you trying to turn your friends up?
Song I would say. Play. I would say no. If I turn that on around some of my folks, they would definitely ask me to turn it off. Or they would definitely inquire as to who was rapping. Yeah. You know? Like we never heard.
Yeah. What is this? I mean, I listened to it. I thought it was song, like the Ben Shapiro stuff was almost like AI or something at first, but I guess he is trained like
he probably has some ghostwriters for sure. Ben Shapiro,
yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I would think so. But he
feels like it's like fucking a Mad TV sketch, dude.
It doesn't seem real, but I mean, he's a.
Is it better than the Rock rapping? That was the fucking
probably. Yeah,
rock
probably
is fucking that was horrendous.
But, yeah.
Hey, you know what? I ain't gonna lie though, because like just off the vibe that he gives me though, I really feel like Ben could probably. I'm telling you, I feel like he can probably rap for real. It's just he doesn't respect the craft. You know, he doesn't actually consider like hip hop music for real. He just thinks it's like talking over sampled whatever. Like I heard him explain that at one point. So he doesn't even actually consider this music.
His whole show is sampling fucking other shit.
It's him and that Chowder guy. Ben Shapiro's just at his desk, and it says, "This is rap."
Yeah,
tell me it's not.
change my mind.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It's. I'm sure Ben Shapiro would love to hear from you that you liked it though. That would really. He would probably be like, nice.
True, I tweeted him.
Yeah.
I tweeted him, you know.
Yeah. I mean, didn't Nicki Minaj say it was good?
She did, but see, the thing about it is Ben kind of went at her on the song. So, and I feel like I don't know why she said that. For I was really thinking about that. I don't know why she said that.
Because they're all secret Republicans. Once you get to a certain level in hip hop, you're a secret Republican.
Yeah, I guess once you make enough money, you're like, see how much your taxes go to you. I am a Republican now. Yeah, so.
Nah, for real.
All right,
well, I won't
cool,
waste
Chad.
Too much more of your time.
It was great talking to you, man.
I just want to say, you know what I'm saying, real quick.
Yeah.
Just real quick, just RIP. My man Akira Toriyama, you know what I'm saying? I'm a huge Dragon Ball fan from day one.
Oh, shit.
So,
yeah,
everybody else
week.
Who is it.
Yeah. Throw your spirit bombs up.
So, RIP.
Cool. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, nah, for real. Kamehameha. All right, man. Y'all take care, man.
Chad Turnup, everybody. Go check out his music on YouTube. It'll be in the description below. Hello. Hello.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the Bathhouse. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, what's up, man? It's Brandon from Nova Scotia.
Brandon!
There we go.
From Nova Scotia. Canadian kid. How's it going?
Hey, just wondering, any chance Martin Scully is going to start a podcast?
Is he going to start a podcast? He asked me for help to start a podcast, but he's so busy doing like normal shit that I just don't think he's like cares that much. But I'm trying to get him to come do the bathhouse at some point. I'm gonna try and get him to come do this at some point.
He was surprisingly good.
Dude, he's funny, man. He's actually pretty funny guy. Yeah, he was good on Skanks. He was really good on Skanks. But I'm gonna get him to try and do this. But in terms of starting a podcast, I just don't think he has the time for it or cares enough. But he could.
Yeah. I'd love to see him on Bath House. That'd be really cool.
Yeah, I talked to
him. I think we all would.
Yeah. I'm going to try and get him on at some point. He's just like so busy.
He's a local comic here?
Martin Shkreli?
I guess you had to get something in there.
I guess you could say something like that. Yeah, anyways, we're going to try and get him on.
No, it's talking about your new comic, and Martin Shkreli just fucking laps past you.
He's actually a funny, pretty funny guy. Like, he held his own with Shane on Skags.
He kills, that's for sure.
All right, Larry Moon. Hello. Oh, hello.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Oh, there's a lag.
Yeah, it's okay. Just turn down
what's
your.
Hey, this is Daniel from the Racist Live Chat.
Daniel from the Gas Digital Racist Live Chat.
Yes, one and only.
I'll see you in the house.
But I wanted to let you see if you guys heard about the national story of what happened in the Hazelwood School in Missouri.
No,
mm-hmm. Tell us, there was like a girl. Okay, so there's like at this Hazelwood East High School, which is actually right by Ferguson.
Oh yeah, the girl who got her head. So there's like
Yeah,
this girl started. Right. This girl punched. That's the thing. The one thing that is not being, it's a brutal video. I saw it 20 times, unfortunately.
But
but she basically started a fight with this girl, and this girl basically fought back, but then got her on the ground and started smashing her head.
And now the girl's brain damage, and they're suing. The family is suing.
Yeah, but the girl started the fight.
Right.
Like, the girl was kind of defending herself. Now, at some point, you're not defending yourself when you're on top of someone fucking smashing their head into the ground, but...
Everybody's just filming it, too?
No, yeah, of course. Yeah. Everybody's... No, it was a pretty big brawl, but there's just one person who's just, like, filming it. I guess that's what happens now. But I saw that. I am curious how that would... how that'll turn out, like, if she'll actually get, like, charged or convicted.
Yeah, so, like, they're, like... considering charging her as an adult, and like there's all this kind of like weird up in the air stuff. It's kind of like a big controversy type thing right now. But like I heard about it an hour after it happened, because I actually live like probably about, I'll say, within 30 minutes. But my high school I went to is literally 10-minute walk from there.
Oh wow.
And not that this has anything to do with it, but like that high school is like probably 98% black, and the high school I went to was like private school.
Right around the corner.
This guy took
St.
the scenic route.
I just know this
route, but he got there.
I know they're so bad.
Let's check the GPS.
I'm not trying to
sneak driving. We're driving the country.
I mean, it's St. Louis. It's St. Louis. I think you can kind of just guess that regardless. But, I mean,
it's like I had the private school that was down the road. Neither you nor me. Kids went to, like, and it was like almost we called it the private public school, because it was the most cheap one you could kind of go to, and like pretty much the kids who could make it out of that area, whose like I guess families had whatever means, who could get them away from it a little bit, because I mean it's like right up against Ferguson and like East St. Louis even. And
I mean, I remember when we were in St. Louis, like, I got to know East St. Louis is rough. Isn't East St. Louis like the highest murder rate in America?
Yeah, it's the highest one. Yeah,
yeah. It's like number. They're legit number one. Stop it. Yeah. I remember we were there doing comedy, and this guy was like, "We should go to like." He wanted to go to like a bar or something, because everywhere in St. Louis was.
I bet he said a Pops. Did he say Pops?
I don't know what it was, but I think for whatever reason, everything in St. Louis was kind of like during COVID-ish. Like 2021, and all these places were closed, and he was like,
"Okay, yeah."
And then we were driving around with him, and like everything that he kept taking us to was closed. And then he's like, "You guys want to go down to East St. Louis?" I was like, "Take us home right now."
Get the open bar during this
he's
time.
Just fucking bottle liquor.
Yeah. I was like, "Please just take us home. I don't want to go to East St. Louis."
I actually, whenever Luis Gomez came and he brought Chris Vega, Luis had to leave to go see his son, like, and drive to Kansas City, do some crazy shit to hurry up and, like, catch a flight because there was a storm or something.
Yeah.
But me and Tega hung out for, like, hellas and just kept going to bars and bars. And, like, this is the only place that's open to, like, 2 or 3. And so we ended up going out there, and it was just, like, crazy.
And it's just this madness down there.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Like, it goes in and out. It's, like, it's Illinois and then Missouri and then, like, certain parts, like, Alton. And it all kind of, like, meshes together and Hazelwood and all these different places. But, yeah. All
right.
But it's just, like, really crazy knowing that school's, like, right down the street from me. I know somebody who actually went there for, like, a week.
You live in the murder capital of America. It's so crazy that there was an assault at a high school down the street from you.
That's a joyous day.
Like the fact that it made it on national news, because I mean, like Ferguson was the first time you'd ever hear about stuff. Because a lot of times St. Louis is like just swept under the rug.
I mean, the Cardinals won a couple World Series, didn't they? You got the Blues won the Stanley.
The Cup.
The Cardinals won.
Fucking Brett Hall, baby.
Three years ago, the first one.
They won the first Stanley Cup.
No, Brett Hall.
But Brett Hall was a Stanley. Yeah, you had Brett Hall.
Cujo. You guys Cuge. Saw a lot of them. But yeah. Anyways, that's.
I guess
I'm sorry. I'm sorry that your town's name was tarnished. All right. That's enough of that. All right. We're going to wrap this up very shortly, people, because we're going to be getting kicked out of the club. Hello.
He's very concerned as a high populous neighborhood.
Oh, am I on?
You are on the Bathhouse. Who are we speaking with?
Okay. Great to talk with you. Shout out, Dan. I love your podcast about movies. I love all podcasts about movies generally.
Thank you, brother. We're on hiatus for a bit, but check out my wrestling podcast.
Yeah, I've been watching the archives, though, but I absolutely love it, man.
Oh, awesome.
Let me preface what I'm going to say here with I'm Jewish.
Okay.
Brother, lean in, dude.
I'm a studier of history, and I read a lot, and
these
know
fucking
a lot about
Haitians.
It. I'm not gonna say anything negatively, disparagingly. I'm just going to kind of explain what happened to Haiti.
Okay.
After they got their
independence. Is this actually about Haiti?
Yeah, he said he's a historian. He reads up.
Oh, okay. What does this have to do with Jews?
We were shitting on Haitians too much. We brought the Jews in.
What does this have to do with the Jews?
And you know he's been so clear about not saying anything disparaging that it's gonna be the worst thing we've heard.
It's gonna come out like an unkissed garden.
It's not even gonna be close, dude.
Yeah. Okay. Let's hear it.
I'm not gonna start calling names or anything.
Okay.
What names?
So long story.
Shut up. I have a YouTube channel to keep. Yeah. Go ahead.
Relax, guys. Relax.
We're all on edge.
So, after they got their independence, one of the main things that Haiti really had going for it was good farmland, right?
And can you speak up a little bit? By the way, you're a little quiet.
The French were, you know, they had plantations and what have you, and that's, you know, everybody kind of did that back then. But after they got their independence, what happened with Haiti was they cut down all of their trees. Every single tree in Haiti was cut down and made into charcoal and sold off basically at the bottom dollar because they had no real revenue of any sort or they couldn't maintain the plantations that they took over, so they just decided to go kind of scorched earth on everything, cut down all of their trees, and sell it for charcoal. That's why when you go look at like a satellite image of that island, on the eastern side of the Dominican Republic, I believe, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's just night and day. It's just night and day.
Yeah, it's crazy when you fly
like,
over, you look and you see.
Everything west of that border is just a total just barren land because of what they did.
I didn't know that about the tree stuff.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what happened with all that. But when you start getting a couple hundred years
later, fuck the Jews.
free Israel. So
that's what Jews say normally. They say free Israel. That's how you know he's a real Jew. Us Jews historian. Are known to say free Israel. Anyways, go on. Yeah.
So we skip a couple hundred years later, and really they still haven't changed anything about how they did things. So what happened in the Dominican Republic is they became so, like, they just looked at the border across the border and they were just like, what the fuck is going on over there? And so there's been a succession of just these really, 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 I guess you could call them right wing, even though it wasn't really right wing back then, but like autocrat kind of guys in the Dominican Republic, that they would literally put their army on the border to prevent Haitians from coming over just because they were like, please do not bring that over here.
Yeah.
And so that's why there's such a clear division on that island of black versus brown. It's because the brown people hate the black people there. And I mean, you don't want them coming eating your food and stuff, so fuck them, right? But
we're flirting now.
What's going on?
Yeah, we're flirting.
We're dancing on that. We are. We are dancing.
It's like when you're on that. What's the
tightrope? Like, yeah. I have no problem with brown people. Yeah. Brown ones,
but the blacks.
I'm just saying that's how it is.
This, yeah, it sounds like there's nothing wrong with that.
A lot of the time, it ends up that the most racist people towards black people are brown people. And I've seen this personally myself a lot of the time. But the really funny thing about what's going on in Haiti right now, you know, despite all of the, you know,
I'm glad you can find some humor in this.
Yeah. This has been a dry run, dude. Yeah.
Well, the guy that runs it now, his name is Barbecue.
Well, he's not who runs it. He's who not, runs he's, the opposition.
He doesn't actually. Yeah.
He's the guy who like runs the opposition.
He took over Port-au-Prince.
But he like runs the opposition because they have like we're talking about it today, but like essentially they had like a military coup and some guy basically installed himself as the president a few years
and
ago.
And he's a gangster, right?
And he's like, and so and it's more like this is more like an uprising, citizen uprising.
But Barbecue was a gangster.
Barbecue is a gangster, right? And he's not Barbecue because he eats people.
I thought he rapped with Ben Shapiro.
No, Barbecue apparently killed people by lighting them on fire.
Why he calls himself Barbecue.
Is what?
He calls himself Barbecue because of the pastime of cooking and eating people.
No, I heard that the barbecue. I saw from a Haitian person that lived in Haiti that he's barbecue because his nickname is because he lights people on fire when he kills them.
I mean, maybe he really likes barbecue.
Right. No,
I watched
something
very recently.
No. The eating stuff was like a different gang, and they were essentially just apparently they were just trying to be like the craziest
getting
people.
Your gang politics mixed
up
here.
Yeah, I don't think barbecue is.
I personally think that coming full circle with that whole thing of being a literal farm and then now nominally, de facto, the guy that's in control is named Barbecue, named after the practice of cooking and eating people in that country.
Yeah.
I just think that's great. It's a terrible situation, but we should not let Hillary Clinton go there and steal more children.
His lieutenant is called Sauce.
All right, thanks, man.
I'm Barbecue, and this is my left.
I don't believe that's true, actually, because I went deep into Haiti Twitter.
I just watched
the
thing on him a couple weeks ago, I think you're a lot closer.
No. He likes
you're big on Haiti Twitter.
He lights lights people on fire. That's why they call him Barbecue. But they thought the guy eating there was a video of a guy like eating someone's arm, that was cooking his arm and eating it in Haiti, and they were like, that's Barbecue, but that was a totally different guy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a couple more calls, and I'm going to wrap this bad boy up. Oh, hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's up? You're on the Bathhouse. Who am I speaking with?
What's going on, man?
How's it going?
Hey, let me just clear two things up real quick.
Yep.
They 100% are eating people. I've seen the videos on Instagram. It's gross.
Yeah, I'm not saying they're not.
But that's not why I called in.
Okay.
That's not why I called in. So Danny, you probably don't remember this, but like 7 months ago, I called in when Derek was on the show. And, you know, I was basically looking for a gas up for doing some open mic type stuff.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And,
how'd it go?
Big red button's big and red right now. Hurry up.
Hey, open mics are infinitely more depressing.
So did you do it? Did you go? Did you do it?
Yeah, I did it, man. You were like, call back in, you know, if you ever nut up and decide to do it. It went like a bit too well, though, you know?
Oh, that's your fucking...
Does that check out?
Yeah, go do it 5 more times.
I'm sure. I'm waiting for it.
I might be the greatest comedian of all time. I'm not
sure. Something weird happened out there,
I'm
dude.
I'm not sure. Where was it? Where was it?
Absolutely not.
Where was this show?
So me and my buddy, like, or
I'm partial owner of the bar. He's like the man owner, right? And, you know, there's not a great open mic scene in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yep.
And so, you know, basically I talked to a couple friends of mine. We got this one guy who's like running the, you know, the show a little bit. And long story short, it went from 10 signups to 72 in about 3 weeks. And 72, you know, kind of
that's where we're at with comedy these days, is there's 72 people wanting to do a fucking open mic in Raleigh.
That's what was happening in fucking Toronto.
In Toronto?
Yeah.
Just like a million comics?
The list fucking like 2 pages long, yeah. Dude.
Jesus Christ.
Did you say, so this, you did
are
comedy?
Are you guys allowed to do comedy?
Did he say
in Toronto?
He's the manager of the bar and his buddy's the owner?
That's
and
why it went
he
well.
Did a set and it went too well?
Yeah.
Jesus yeah. Christ, I wonder why.
That's like the king is like, my jokes were amazing. Everybody loved them.
Did you recognize everyone in the audience?
I absolutely hope it didn't come across that way, because no, that's not how I feel at all. I'm like waiting for it to go terrible, you know?
It will. But it went well. You're encouraged. You're going to keep going doing it.
Oh, for sure, man. Honestly, like, it was like breaking that fourth wall, dude. This has actually helped me in my, like, my career. Like,
what's your career?
I've been doing like better, like, presentations. Like, I'm not afraid to like get in front of people now. It's,
yeah, until you accidentally let a racist joke fly, yeah, and then that's the end of that career.
Second city corporate workshop.
I really want to, but I don't think I've earned the right to, the, you know, kind of do that kind of stuff, right?
All right. Well, that's cool. I mean, good for you, man, as long as you just stay out of New York City. No, I'm kidding.
keep building.
No, solid point.
No, but that's cool, man. I guess keep at it.
No, it's really easy here.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really easy to come.
Well, no, it's kind of sucked that, like, you know, Danny and the boys are way more hilarious than, like, 85% of the not even trying to dick ride, because that's kind of gay, but, like, than 85% of comedians.
Thanks,
that are achieving success. But,
yeah, but there's 400,000 comedians, so I'm
930,000.
I'm in the top 60,000. Look at me.
that's quite the achievement, man.
Yeah, thank you.
No, but two things, though.
Yes.
Like, Chad has got bars. Everybody needs to understand Chad's got bars.
Chad
people also
bars.
Need to quit being autistic. Yeah, like, no, I've talked to the guy. The guy's literally, like, I grew up in a black neighborhood. And, like, so, like, I grew up on, like, Nas, Big L, and all that kind of shit. He's got bars, dude. Like, it's...
Yeah.
There's no question.
Dude, the song's, like, Light Switch is an amazing song. Incredible.
I know, and I've like actually showed like 20 of my friends. They're like, "Yo, who's this guy?" And I'm like, "You wouldn't know."
That is one.
You showed them at the open mic when they were in the crowd there.
That is like one of the biggest, one of the most common comments I get on my YouTube channel is who did the music, who did the
song. Man.
Yeah.
He needs to make more songs, dude. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, if you listen, Chad, go ahead. Anything else?
No, man. Just trying to, you know, not talk about like Ukraine or whatever the fuck it is these kids are calling it.
Yeah, we're over that. We're on Haiti anyway. Now. All right, later, man. Congrats.
Yeah, we're on Haiti.
All right. You guys got any plugs? Where can people find you?
Oh, man. You can find me and Danny.
Yeah.
Bushwick. Bushwick hiding upstairs above the bodega.
Internet.
Get in line getting a chopped cheese.
Chopped cheese is the most...
Jared Campbell.
Chopped cheese is, I don't know if this is a controversial opinion, most overrated New York thing.
It's not great. It's not great.
I really liked my first couple chopped cheeses.
You like them?
I liked them, yeah. But it was late night.
I see a lot of people getting chopped salmon, though. Is that something?
I've never heard of that.
That's a Canadian one, I think.
You gotta be careful where you
do that. Chopped salmon.
Yeah, a couple people have been getting chopped salmon.
I guess you get them to make, and like, that's the thing with the bodega. Dude, you can literally like go grab anything that you find and be like, yo, put this in this, and they'll just do it. There's very low standards.
Yeah.
But yeah, seriously, where can people go?
Brooklyn Comedy Club.
No, like you're online. On the internet.
No, yeah, you can find me at Danny Martino.
Yeah.
Just at Jarrett Campbell.
Mm-hmm. And I'll put it all below. And
right. I just come on for the calls, actually. I have a new special at Dance Fatty Dance. It's free on YouTube. Follow me on Dance St. Germain. If you're like pro wrestling, I have a pro wrestling podcast, Wrestle Rose, so check that out.
I've been watching tons of wrestling stuff, actually, recently. I'm not big into wrestling, but I was when I was a kid.
And same, dude.
It's
very close to comedy. So
that Vice thing, that Vice series about
the many
all,
lives are Vince McMahon, the wrestlers.
Yeah, the Dark Side or whatever.
Oh, yeah. The Buff Bagwell one's awesome.
Oh,
that was
my God.
Week.
That shit is really good.
I didn't realize he had a shootout with his fucking dad when
dude,
he was like
18. Amazing. All right, let's take one last call, and then we're going to wrap this bad boy up. Unknown caller, which is always good. Hello? Hello? Please, God.
Hello?
Hey, what's up? Last caller of the night on The Bathhouse. Who are we speaking with?
I cannot hear you guys.
You cannot hear us. All right, maybe it's fucked up again. Let's try this one. If not, then that's just what God wanted, and that's where we'll end it. Hello.
Hello.
I don't even understand how it's possible where they can't hear us, but we can hear them. Like, I don't even understand how the technological.
I think at this point it's best case scenario.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is fucked up, and we got to leave anyways. So that's been the show. Thank you very much, everybody. Shout out to The Stand for hosting us here. It's very nice of them. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Johnny Glover, the Southern Lover, our lovely producer. The South shall rise again. Poor Johnny. He's related to Robert E. Lee.
He looks like it.
Yeah,
Johnny's leading the charge.
Johnny's leading the charge. And do not forget, we will be back next week starting April. The show will be on Tuesdays at 9 p.m.
Do you think that's going to affect the quality of the calls you're getting just in terms of
They'll be a little less fucked up.
Yeah, yeah, they'll be a little less.
Yeah, I mean, and it's not Wednesday, so some people are maybe trying to keep it together.
Except
on
that one
Tuesday.
Guy, Pickles. He'll figure out a way to put back four before he calls.
He's never called in.
Pickles, always Pickles.
He's always that drunk every single time. So that's just what it is. But yes, Tuesdays and low-value mail will be moving to Mondays at 9 p.m. Do not forget about that. But I will remind you a million more times. And if you live near Saratoga Springs, New York, I will be there all weekend at the Comedy Works. If you live anywhere near there, come check out a show or just say hi, because not much to do there otherwise. Okay, that's been the show. Good night, everybody.
Thanks, buddy.
Take care. My shit heroic. Empathic abilities, yeah, my face be also stoic. Bleep, blow up, nigga. That just means I'm working. They see me as a leader, so that's why I'm Captain Kirkin'. These tracks from the stars, that much is for certain. You can feel this hit if you up or if you hurt. I'm raising my stock, not talking my feet in some Birkin. Number Johnny 5, got a fucking short circuit. Bring the track to life when I speak phenomenally. When I hit, she feel that shit in her abdominals. These rappers make me laugh like comic view, they comic me. You know I got a ball out, I hit the track running just like Sonic do. They don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah, they was trying to get me on my hype shit. Yeah, they don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah, and they tried to down me up some KO type shit. Yeah, they don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah, now we pulling up fresh on some flight shit. Ha. They don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah, they don't wanna turn on my light switch. They don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah, they was trying to get me on my hype shit. They don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah, and they tried to down me up some KO type shit. Yeah, they don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah, I'm pulling up fresh on